Zakta Elga Mishnah Vaita Masechtas Kalim Perik Aleph Mishnah Tess. Okay, we continue our tour over here. We've gone through Eretz Yisrael. We've come into Yerushalayim. We're by the Harabayis. We've gone through the Chel, the area around the Beis HaMikdash. We're coming through the Ezras Noshim, the Ezras Yisrael, the Ezras Kehanim. And now we're by the Mizbeach. We're between the area of the Ulam and the Mizbeach. The Ulam is like a big lobby. It's like a big building, like a rectangle shape. It's very wide, not so deep. It's like the entrance into the Heichal. So, Bein HaUlam V'la Mizbeach. If you're standing between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, Mekudosh Mimenu, that has more Kiddusha than the Ezras Kehanim. Where do we see that? How do we see that Kiddusha? So, the Mishnah She'ein Bali Mumen, Uprei Reish, Nichnasim L'sham. A Kain who's a Bal Mum, if he has a blemish, or a Prei Reish. He didn't take a haircut in the last 30 days. I saw the Mefarshim explain it. He cannot enter over there, in this area between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. There's a Machlokes, whether this is an Isser D'Oraisa or an Isser D'Rabbanan. Now, HaHechel, when we say Hechel, that includes entering the Ulam. I pass the area between the Mizbeach and the beginning of the Ulam. I come into the Ulam now. The Ulam leads into the Hechel. In the Hechel, you have the Mizbeach, Mizbeach Azov, the golden Mizbeach, the inside Mizbeach. You have the Menorah, the Shulchan with the Lechem upon him on it. HaHechel, Mekudosh Mimenu. That has more Kiddusha. In what way does it have more Kiddusha, says the Tanna Kamma? She'ein nichnas l'sham, a kohen cannot enter there. Shaloi rechutz yadayim reglayim. He wasn't mekadosh himself by washing his hands and feet by the kir, by the mayim hamekudoshim. Remember, v'sisa kir nechayshes, v'chaner nechayshes rachza, it's placed between the oil mayit and the mizbeach, and the kohen has to wash his hands and feet, v'rachetzu aron ivanu mimenu yisidayim v'sreglayim. If he doesn't, he could be chayiv misa. Now, that's a kohen who does the avoida. Here we're not talking about doing the Avodah. Here we're talking about just coming into the Hechel. So the Tanna Kamma says he can't. Even if he's not doing the Avodah, if he didn't wash his hands and feet, he cannot come into the Hechel. Could come into the area between the Ulam and the Mizbech, but he cannot come into the Hechel. Here too there's a machloikis, whether that's an Issa D'Raisa or an Issa D'Rabbana. So the Mishnah Vayter, Kodesh HaKadoshim Mekodesh Mehem. Kodesh HaKadoshim has more Kiddusha. She'ein Nichnas L'Sham El HaKayin Gadol B'Yom HaKippurim B'Shasu Avodah. It's only once a year. Actually, a few times once a year during the day of Yom Kippur, that the Kohen Gadol can come into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and only to do the Avodah. How many times does the Kohen Gadol go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur? 4 times. The first time to be makdir to the Ketores, the second time to spray from the Dam Par HaChatas on the Arayin, the third time from the Dam HaSoyer, and the fourth time to take out the spoon and the pan from the Ketores. Rabbi Yossi disagrees with the Tanna Kamma. Rabbi Yossi says, there's no difference in the level of Kiddusha between the Ulam and the Mizbeach and the Hechel. They're both the same. Whatever's Asur in the Hechel is also Asur in the area between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. Amar Rabbi Yossi b'chamish advar. There are 5 things between the Ulam and the Mizbeach that are restricted in the area between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, and the same is true for the Hechel. Shava l'Hechel. There's no difference. What are the 5 things? She'ein bali mumin. The bal mum cannot come into the area between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, as well as the Hechel. Tanna Kamma agrees with that. Uprei Reish, kind that has the long hair, cannot come into either the area between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, as well as the Hechel. Now here Rabbi Yossi adds another thing, Ushasuya Yayin, a kind who drank a revias of wine. He cannot enter, says Rabbi Yossi, not into the Hechel and not into the area between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. Furthermore, Vishaloi, here he disagrees with the Tanna Kamma, and he says if the kohen didn't wash his hands and feet, not only can he not enter the Hechel, he can also not enter between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. Furthermore, says Rabbi Yossi, uparshin mibein ulam ulam mizbeach b'shas haktara. No one is allowed to be between the Ulam and the Mizbeach when the kohen is makdir either the ketores every day on the golden Mizbeach inside the Hechel, or even when the kain is makta the k'tayres lefnaya lefnim, in the kodesh hakadoshim on Yom Kippur, even then, you can't be not only in the hechel, but nobody can be between the area of the ulam and the mizbeach. So help me a second. Let me understand. Where exactly, in which cases, do the Tanna Kamma and Rabbi Yossi disagree? One is, does the hechel have more kedusha than the area of bein ulam ulam mizbeach? The Tanna Kamma says, yes, it does. Because if you didn't wash your hands and feet, you could enter the area between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. The Batanura explains these 2 things, Shisuya Yayin, And Shaloy Richutz Yedayim Reglayim, the Tanakhama is not as machmir as Rabbi Yossi. Why not? Because a Balmum, that's a problem in the guf of the Kayin. His hair is too long, that's a problem in the guf of the Kayin. But drinking wine, or not washing his hands, that's an outside problem. It's something the Kayin did or didn't do. So here we're only machmir in the Heichel, not being Ha'ulam L'Mizbeach, according to the Tanakhama. But Rabbi Yossi says, no difference. No, if you didn't wash your hands and feet, we're talking about a Kayin here, he cannot enter the Heichel, and he can also not enter the area between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. The other machloikis is about who has to clear what area when. According to Rabbi Yossi, whether it's the Kayin Gadol doing the Ketores in the Kodesh HaKadosh, or the Kayin Gadol every day throughout the year, being makter the Ketores on the Mizbeach Hazav, the Heichel has to be cleared, and the area between the Ulam and the Mizbeach has to be cleared. According to the Tanakhama, yes, when the Kayin every day is makta the Ketores on the Mizbeach Hazav, so the area of the Heichel and the area between the Ulam and the Mizbeach has to be cleared. But the Tanakhama holds that on Yom Kippur, when the Kayin is makta the Ketores all the way inside in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you have to clear the Heichel, but not the area before the Heichel, not the area between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. Now let's explain this Isser a little bit of the Kayin not to drink wine and enter the Heichel. So the din is that a Kayin who drank even a revius of wine, a revius is 3 or 5 ounces, depending on the shear, he's not allowed to enter the Heichel. The Tanakhama holds just the Heichel. Rabbi Yossi says, even the area between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. And here too there's a big machlokes with Rishonim. Some say min haTorah it's also for a Kayin to drink wine and do the Avoda, but just to come into the Heichel, that's only also min haRabbanan. Some say, even without doing the Avodah, to drink wine and come into the Heichel could also be an Isser D'Oraisa. Okay, so do you remember the 10 milos of Kedusha? There's Eretz Yisrael. We learned that the Omer and the Shtei Lechem can be brought only from things that grow in Eretz Yisrael. Only things that grow in Eretz Yisrael is M'chuyev M'bikurim. Next level, 2. Cities in Eretz Yisrael that have been surrounded by a wall since the time of Yeshua ben Nun, there a Metzayra cannot go into, and you cannot bring in a mace to be buried there. 3. Yerushalayim. Once you enter into the walls of Yerushalayim, that's where you can eat Kadashim Kalim and Maiser Sheni. Can't do it in any of the other walled cities. 4. The Harabayis. Zavim Zivais cannot enter over there. 5. The Chel. The area surrounding the Beis HaMikdash. Here Tamei Meis cannot come into. 6. Is the Ezras Nashim. There at Tful Yoyim cannot go into. 7. The Ezras Yisrael, where a Mechusa Kippurim cannot come into. Someone who is completely tar, but he's waiting to bring his karbonis. 8. The Ezras Kehanim. Someone who's not a Kayin cannot enter there, unless he has to smicha or tenufa. 9. Between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, Kayin with a mum, or uncut hair, cannot enter. 10. The Ulam and the Heichel. The Ulam is the room going into the Heichel. The Heichel is where the Menorah is, the Shulchan, Mizbeach Hazav. So a Kayin who didn't wash his hands or feet, and one who drank wine, cannot enter over there. Wait a second. And 11 is the Kodesh HaKadoshim, where no one can go in there except the Kayin Gadol during the Avodah Yom Kippur. 11? I thought you said 10. That's how we got into this whole sugya. In Mishnah Vav, we learned Eser Kedusha say. There are 10 levels of Kedusha. Didn't we just count 11? So some say, according to Rabbi Yossi, there are only 10, because according to Rabbi Yossi, there's no difference between the area between the Ulam and the Mizbeach and the Heichel. Both have the same Kedusha. Another teretz is that it could be, although we began by saying that Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha, the Omer, the Shtei Lechem, can only be brought from Eretz Yisrael, only what grows in Eretz Yisrael is Mechoyev and Bikurim, but that doesn't really count in the 10 levels. Because the 10 levels of Kedusha are reflected in the fact that someone who has a degree of Tumah cannot enter there. And the greater the Kedusha, then the more sensitive we are to any degree of Tumah. Stam Eretz Yisrael doesn't have that Kedusha. There's no place where someone who's Tumah cannot go in Stam Eretz Yisrael. So Memela, we start counting the 10 really from the Yoreis HaMekaf Eschaimah, from the walled cities in Eretz Yisrael, where that's the first time where we say someone cannot come in here, that being a Metzayra. Both of these Terutzim can be found in the Batinur.